asithandaze.
Let's pray.
Sibonga Nkosi ukuba usigcine kuze kube lolu suku.
Thank you Lord for keeping us up to this time.
Ithathe lenkonzo ibe sezandleni zakho.
Take the service into your hands.
Konke okuzokhulunywa nakulokho okuzokwenziwa kukhazimulise igama lakho elingcwele.
May all that will be said and done glorify your holy name.
Iba phakathi kwethu, hamba phakathi kwethu, thinta izinhliziyo zethu.
Be in our midst, walk among us and touch our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
Ake sifunde indaba emangalisayo, indaba enkulu, ngingathi kwindaba engajwayelekileyo eBhayibhelini. Kodwa empeleni zonke izindaba eziseBhayibhelini izinto ezingajwayelekile ezinkulu. Kodwa le kungathi inkulu kakhulu.
Now, I'd like to share something wonderful out of the Bible. Now, in fact, the Bible is full of wonderful things, but if you think of this particular one, one just thinks it stands out somehow.
Kulume ngoDuke esenyangeni. Sizofunda ngabanye bafundi ababesenyangeni. Kodwa intaba yasemhlabeni. Kwase kwehla basezulwini bewukhuluma naye.
And we heard that Duke was on the moon. Now, here we're going to read about the disciples who were also like on the moon. They were in a very special place, on a mountain, where some people, the saints, appeared to him and appeared to the Lord and spoke to him. It's the transfiguration.
Abanye abalazi iBhayibheli bazi nesahluko ukuthi oh leyo ndawo leyo ndaba ikuMatthew. UMatthew obemveza uJesu njengeNkosi. Matthew isahluko sangamashumi ayisikhombisa kusukela ebisini lokuqala.
Those who know the Bible, they will remember that that's in Matthew. Matthew chapter 17 from verse 1.
Emva kwezinsuku eziyisithupha.
Now after 6 days.
Emva kwezinsuku eziyisithupha. Emva kokuphi?
6 days after what?
Emva kwani?
What had happened?
Sokufanele ukuthi sihlehleke sizwe ukuthi bekwenzekeni ukuze kubalwe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So to put it into context, we need to go back and see what happened 6 days before this.
Singafunda ke ivesi lika 27 esahlukweni seshumi nesithupha.
So we can go back to the previous chapter in verse 27.
Ngokuba indodana yomuntu yakuza ngenkazimulo kayise kanye nezingelozi zayo. Konake iyakuvuza ilona nalonge senzo sakhe. Ngiqinisile ngithi kini bakhona abanye kwabemi lapha. Abangayi kuzwa ngempela ukufa. Baze bayibona indodana yomuntu izembusweni wayo.
For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Assuredly I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
Umuntu ocabangayo uthi hawu uthi abanye phakathi kwenu ngeke babone ukufa bengayibonanga indodana kaNkuluNkulu yehla nenkazimulo kababo sezulwini ingani sebafa bonke kodwa uJesu akakabuyi.
Now some are confused. They say, but how could the Lord have said that there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom? And yet those disciples have all died and the Lord has still not returned. So It teaches you that when you read something in the Bible and you don't understand what that particular verse means, it's good to go back a bit or just to go forward a bit and see in what context it is said.
Uthike uJesu bakhona abanye kwabemi lapha abangayi kuzwa ngempela ukufa base beyibona indodana yomuntu ize embusweni yayo.
And so the Lord said, assuredly I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Now 6 days after the Lord spoke these words,
uJesu wathatha uPetro, noJakobe, noJohane umfowabo, wakhuphukela nabo entabeni ende.
After these days, 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves.
And
he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with them.
Elinye libe ngelakho, elinye libe ngelika Mose, elinye libe ngelika Elia.
Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
Esakhuluma phekifu elikhanyayo labasithibeza.
While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him.
Kuthi sebezwa lokho abafundi bawa ngobuso babo.
And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid.
Kepha uJesu wasondela wabathinta wathi, Sukumani ningesabi. Kepha bephakamisa amehlo abo, ababonanga muntu kuphela uJesu yedwa.
Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, do not be afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. We'll stop there.
Lendaba imumetho kuningi empeleni bekufanele ukuthi sithole inkonzo eyiningi sokuthi sichaze lendaba.
There's just so much in this portion. We need a few services just to cover this.
Kodwa ngamafushane.
But just shortly.
Okokuqala ngithanda ukusho ukuthi ayikho inkolo emhlabeni efana nenkolo kaJesu Christ.
There's just no religion or gospel to be compared with the one of our Lord Jesus.
Noma ngaba uMohammed.
Even
noma ngaba amaHindu. Noma yiphi inkolo ngisho nenkolo yabaphansi.
If you think of Islam, Hinduism, and even ancestral worship.
Thina esisevangelini abekhabantu ababusisekile abanenhlanhla njengathi bekungafanele ukuthi sihambe phansi bekufanele ukuthi sihambe emoyeni.
There are just no people that can be compared to the Christians because of the gospel we have. In fact, we shouldn't even be touching the ground, we should be flying.
UPetru ke incwadini yakhe yesibili isahluko sokuqala ivesi leshumi nesithupha Lithingo kuba sasingalandeli izinganekwane zobuqili. Lapho sanasiza amandla nokuba kwenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu, kodwa sasingababonayo amandla obukhosi bakhe.
In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 16, Peter says, "For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty."
Kusho ukuthi uPetru uthi, hey, asikhulumi inganekwane. Thina sikhuluma into esinobufakazi bayo esabonayo nesakuzwayo.
So Peter says, we're not just sharing fairy tales we heard about. In fact, we're telling you about something that we personally experienced.
Singalandeli izinkanekwane zobuqili lapho senazisa.
We did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you.
AmaSulumane akholwa uMuhammad.
The Muslims, they believe in Muhammad.
Ngake ngakhuluma neSulumane emshadweni. Wathi awungitshele ngoba inkolo yakini umuntu angaba nesithembu kodwa kungadluli ku-4.
I once spoke to a Muslim at a certain wedding, and I said, "How does it work in your religion? Because according to your religion, you're not allowed to have more than 4 wives."
Kodwa khona isulumane elithekwini elisethekwini elino-20 amakhosikazi.
But what I don't understand, I said, is that I know of a Muslim in Durban who's got over 20 wives.
Lepesheya eYurophu ngifica amanye amakhosikazi asuka qome ashade namasulumane. Kodwa uma sebeza bengikhaleli ngebezi bethi besingazi lapho esithathe siyisa kubo ezweni lakubo ngafica amanye amakhosikazi. Ngathi hawu, indaba yenuke leyo, ngoba phela empeleni akekho umuntu oyisiphukuphukwane njengowesifazane omusha. Hawu, kulokho nikhohliswa kalula kabi. Fike nje nibone ibhluke. Nikuze kuthiwa nishelwa ngamanga.
I've met young women in Europe especially who actually got married to Muslims. And they went with that man only to find out that he actually had other wives already. And they were totally shattered by it. It's really so, that, like some people say, that there's no one as foolish as a young woman. And in fact, some people even say that you can flirt them just with by telling them
what
lies.
What when I was in Teto Yagiti, asifunyelwe ukuba sibe namakhosikazi abangaphezu kwa 4 phansi kophahlo lodwa. Uma umuntu esefuna omunye, uyakhipha omunye, bese lapho ephuma endlini sebedivosene, bese kuvuleka isikhala somunye. Uma isekhathele omunye, amkhiphe futhi, uyamdivosa, bese kungena omunye. Bangabi ngaphezu kwa 4 ngasikhathi sinye.
Now it works like this with the Muslims, that they not allowed to have more than 4 women under one roof. So they have the 4, and if they're tired of the one, he sends her out and effectively divorces her by doing that. But once she's out the door, he can let the other one in. There just mustn't be more than 4 at any given time. He says, look, we just have to be clever.
Muhammad, uthini ngale nganekwane?
And then I said,
ngalobo bqili.
I said to this Muslim, I said, but tell me, what does Muhammad say about this thing that you are up to?
I said, hey, ufila kaboni.
And then he said, no, don't worry about that. He's dead. He cannot see.
Ngathi, awu, sihluphekile ke thina ngoba akafile uJesu wethu. uyaphila ubona konke asikwazi ukwenza nikwenzayo nina.
And I said, well, maybe that's where we're not as fortunate, if I can put it that way, because our Lord is alive and he sees what we are doing.
Ngakho uPetro uthi ngokuba sasingalandeli izinganekwane zobuqili.
So Peter says, we did not follow cunningly devised fables.
Bathi inkolo yamaSulumane iyona kuyona yona ngoba inkolo yokugcina. UJesu washo wathi kuzokwehla umduduzi uMuhammad umduduzi wethu.
So the Muslims, they boast that their religion is the real religion. It's the youngest religion. And they even refer to Jesus when he said that he will send the comforter. And they say, well, that is Muhammad.
Basebethi Quran, ibhuku lokugcina, the last covenant, the last. Baza babhale kumafleti eThekwini, uma ungena eThekwini. Bethi Quran, the last covenant. But iqiniso ngoba ilona elokugcina.
And so they even speak of the Quran as being the last covenant or the last testament.
AmaHindu athi inkolo yakithi iyona eyoqala eseno 4000 years ngenxa yaleso sizathu iliqiniso.
And then there are the Hindus who boast that theirs is the true religion because it's the oldest religion. They refer to it being thousands of years old.
Uthi uPetru, hayi asikho kulezo nganekwane. Thina singababonayo amandla obukhosi bakhe, sawabona amandla akhe, sabona inkazimulo yakhe.
Now Peter says, we're not into those cunningly devised fables. When we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
Uthi lokho kwenzeka sisentabeni engcwele, kuthiwa leyo ntaba lapho kwenzeka lento intaba engcwele.
And then he refers to this experience on the Mount of Transfiguration, and he refers to it as the holy mountain when they were with him on the holy mountain.
Ngiyajaha ke.
Now I'm rushing.
UJesu wathatha uPetru, Johane, umfowabo uJakobe.
So Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother. He didn't take them all. He took these three.
Kwaphinda-phinda ngoba nendodakazi kaJairo lapho ifile ino 12 years bekhala abantu. UJesu waPetru, Johane, Jacob, wozani asingene wathatha laba bathathu.
And we remember when Tabitha died and the daughter of Jairu, and he also then took Peter, James and John and he went and he raised her from the dead.
Nase kuhluphekeni kwenkosi engadini yase Getsemane wathatha bathathu Peter, Johane, Jacob.
And even in the Garden of Gethsemane, he took these three, Peter, James, and John. Now some may question that and say, but why does it seem as if the Lord discriminates here? He only chooses a few, a handful, and leaves the others out. Is that right? But you know, they didn't have a problem with it. You have a problem with it. We who are the crooked generation, filled with envy and jealousy, we have a problem with it.
Angihlupheki ngakho ngokuthi athathe laba abathathu abaningi.
I don't have a problem that he chose these three out of the others.
UJesu ubebona khona ekubonile kubona.
Jesus
Thembeka ubuqotho ngoba wasuka wathi ningatshela umuntu lokho enikubonile uPetro akakhahlelwa ngimbongolo. UJacob futhi nomfowabo futhi.
We know that the Lord knew that he could rely on these three disciples. Because there were times when he said to them, look, tell no one about this experience. And he knew. He could rely on them. They were trustworthy. They were reliable. And they wouldn't go and talk about it when he had told them not to. It could be, had he taken one of the others, that they would have been so excited about what had happened that they would have maybe just gone to one other person and said, look, I'm just sharing this with you alone. Just don't tell anybody else. This is just for you. But doesn't realize that that person will do exactly the same, and so the story carries on. These men had broad shoulders. They could carry things. On a number of occasions, the Lord spoke to some of them and said, look, I'm telling you this, but don't speak about it before my crucifixion or my resurrection, and then you may speak about it. And there were times where the Lord said, look, there are many things that I would like to share with you, but you do not have the strength to carry them. And so he doesn't want to load things onto us that we cannot carry, and that's why he selected those who he knew could. So he went onto the high mountain. Now, some historians say that it was Mount Tabor, but the Bible doesn't speak about that. It just says a high mountain. We know it was in Galilee, and thereafter he went down to Capernaum. So we know it was in that area. It's a high, steep mountain. It's so steep that you couldn't just walk straight up it. You had to work your way zigzag across it, and up the mountain to get to the top. So he took these three and he went up this high mountain. And there they saw his glory. That's a lesson to us Christians. If you want to experience and see God's glory, don't just stay down at the bottom. You need to get up on that mountain top, not a physical mountain, but a spiritual one.
ukubone lokho uNkulunkulu athanda ukuthi akumbulele kona kufanele ukukhuphuke izwi lithi ningafuna okwasemhlabeni funani okwaphezulu okwasezulwini ukufanele ukuthi sikhuphukele khona.
If you just stay down here at the bottom among the masses, among the crowds, you'll miss out on it. You need to not seek of things of the world, but the things that are from above. And if you climb that mountain, then you will experience God. So they climbed the mountain, and then they were up at the top.
Bebodwa kufanele ukube nezikhathi lapho uwedwa.
And he led them. He led them up on a high mountain by themselves. We need those times when we are alone with God on the mountain.
Lapho behleli khona ngokuphazima. Saphenduka isimo sakhe senkosi.
And then there before them, he was transfigured.
Ubuso bakhe bakhanya njengelanga, ingubo zakhe zaba mhlophe njengokukhanya.
His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light.
Waguquka phambi kwamehlo abo.
He was transfigured before them.
Babona. Ubuso bakhe khanya ngaphezu kokukhanya kwelanga. Lapho ikhanya ngamandlalo.
There they saw him, his face shone brighter than the sun when it shines in its strength.
Ingubo zakhe zaze zaba mhlophe ngenxa yokukhanya.
And his clothes became white as light because of the light.
Yabona uJesu wafika waba inyama.
Jesus came, became flesh.
Waba umntwana wabantu.
He became a baby, a child.
Kodwa empeleni ube nguNkulunkulu embethe ingubo yobuntu.
Yet he was God himself, divine, just putting on this garment of the flesh.
Hayike uma sebembone nje. La figifu laba sitheza laba phezu kwabo bezwe izwi likhuluma likaNkulunkulu.
And then a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud. God spoke.
Leli fakusilona leli esilaziyo elimumethi imvula.
It wasn't an ordinary cloud like the rain clouds.
Bekuyifo likaNkulunkulu eliveza ubukhona bakhe eTestamentini elidala besihlale sikubona njalo.
It was the cloud of God's presence which they often experienced in the Old Testament.
Lehlela phezu kwabo.
Came above, over them.
Kungikhumbuza indaba kaMaria. Wathi kungenzeka kanjani ngingazi indoda bese ngizala ingane.
It overshadowed them. And I think of Mary who said, but how can I be pregnant when I have known no man?
Abanye bacabanga izinto ezingcolile abanye nesex ukuthi uNkulunkulu ube nesex naye noma umoya ongcwele. Ingane kwaneleyo. Ifu la lehlela phezu kwabo uNkulunkulu wakhuluma nabo ngesiGiriki yilo lelo gama lokuthi amandla kaNkulunkulu eza phezu kwaye uMaria amboza.
And then it was told her, the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Not like some people with perverse minds who think about sex and all sorts of deceived things and perverted things. No, but in the same way, the same word was used here, that this cloud overshadowed them as the power of God overshadowed her.
kungasibukha ubuso nje ingubo zakhe zakhanya.
And then he didn't have just
zabamhlophe ngokukhanya.
And then he didn't just have an ordinary face and it was clothing. His face shone like the sun and his clothing shone as the light.
Ayikuthi bekukhanya ubuso nje kuphela, umzimba wonke ubukhanya, ukhanyise nengubo.
Not just his face was shining, his clothes themselves were shining.
Kusho ukuthi lokhu kukhanya bekungaqhamuki ngaphandle, kuze la kumkhanyise njengokukhanya kwenyanga ingakhanyi, kube ukukhanya nje kwelanga. Qha, ukukhanya lokhu kwavela kuye phakathi kwakhe.
And this demonstrates that this light didn't come from without. It wasn't a remote light that was reflecting on him like the moon reflects the sun's light. No, this light was actually radiating out of himself. It came from within.
Ngoba empeleni uyena ungunkulunkulu kwase kuvela ubunkulunkulu bakhe. UJesu se embethe inyama ethotshisiwe efana nathi. UJesu efihlile ubunkulunkulu bakhe ethuli ngakho. Kodwa la intabeni wavela esembusweni wakhe.
So up till that time, during his time on earth, the fact that he was so divine was hidden from everyone. But at that moment, the fact that he was divine, God himself, that was radiated and was visible for all to see.
Nyakhumbula inkosi Saul, isishiyile indlela kaNkulunkulu, yahamba yafuna isangoma, ngoba uNkulunkulu engamphenduli, usebuza ezangomeni.
Remember King Saul when he had forsaken God and he couldn't speak to God anymore and he didn't hear God anymore. And so he went to a witch. Before that time, Saul had killed all the witches in the land because the Bible says that such people are an abomination to God.
Kanti bekhona isangoma esodwa eseleyo. USaul wathi, hey, uNkulunkulu akasangiphendule. Angiye kusona sengibhulele.
But then he inquired and found out that there was one witch that had escaped. And he said, well, God doesn't speak to me anymore. Let me go to her. She can tell me.
USaul wabona ukuthi, hey, ngeke akwenze ngushoyo. Umayibona ukuthi ngikusawule ubazi ukuthi ngomthetho kaNkulunkulu ngababulala bonke lapho.
And he knew that he had a reputation for killing all these people, and he knew if he went to her as the king, she would never do anything for him because she would be risking her life.
USawule wakhumula ingubo zakhe zobukhosi wambatha amanikiniki waba umuntu nje ongelutho waya kuye wakhuleka esangomeni wathi ngicela ukuthi ungivusele uSamueli ngikhona engifuna ukumbuza kuye.
So Saul took off his royal robes and he just put on some old clothes and went to her and said, please, can you inquire something of Samuel for me?
Hayi, uma ekwenza lokho, kwaba ngathi qhamuka uSamuel, hayi demoni. Wayesememeza enovalo ethi, hey, kanti wena unguSaul owasibulalayo. What? Thula, ungasho lutho, ngeke ngikubulale. Wethuka ngoba uSaul bembethe ezinye ingubo. UJesu unguNkulunkulu kodwa weza emhlabeni embethe ingubo yethu. Ungathi umuntu nje. Kanti uyinkosi yamakhosi. Ijaji lamajaji ophezu konke.
And then Samuel did appear in that way. It wasn't just a demon that appeared, and she was shocked when she saw it. And then she recognized that this was the king that had disguised himself. And so the Lord Jesus had also come, so to say, disguised, not as God himself, but just as a man, yet he was God himself.
What all my duties?
The Lord.
Wabai inye, wabakezi inyao.
He bowed. He became a servant. He washed their feet. And they didn't realize that this is God himself. But at that point, that what he really was revealed and brought to light, and that light shone out of him. Do you realize that the day will come also in your life when that is within you, what you've been hiding all along, which others have not seen, but the day will come when that's what's within will come out for all to see. So here at this moment, God revealed to these three disciples who Jesus really was.
And
the Lord wanted them to go through this experience, to realize fully who he really is. Because he knew of what was coming, the experience in the Garden of Gethsemane, the death of the cross, and all that they were going to go through, and he realized that they needed to be strengthened to be able to face it. So the Lord also knew why he took these three specifically. So you should also not be jealous and envious when the Lord works through someone else. He chooses someone else and not you in that particular instance.
Jesus. No Johane, no Jacobe, wabaqinisa ngalokhu abavezele kona, kuthi noma sebehlangana nenkinga, babe namandla okuthwala.
Jesus knew that they would need to be strengthened, for his passion lay before him, they would go through it with him, and they needed to be strengthened, and he knew others would not be able to carry that.
Hayi, uma bebona laba, Bembonuche Senji Kukamuga Amatota Mabili Umosi no Elijah.
And then as they experienced Jesus in that way, then those two men appeared, Moses and Elijah.
Beza Anjengespoki Jengetun Sinje Beza Ngokom Simba.
Then they didn't just come as a ghost. No, they were there physically.
Besazulwini ngomzimba wasezulwini umzimba wabo beko wabo umzimba kodwa gcwele inkazimulo naye.
They were there in person with their heavenly bodies that they now had.
Abanye bathi awakekho wayezulwini wabuya awubesho ngoba bephumputekile usathane phosa inhlabathi emehlweni abo bengaboni. Nangu Mose, nangu Elija beza ngedumbu zabo behle ezulwini beza la emhlabeni beyokhuluma.
Now some people say, oh, how can you believe in heaven? Who's been there and come back to tell us the true story? They say it because the devil has blinded them. There are people that have seen that glory and have come to report it. And here are Moses and Elijah coming back and speaking to the Lord. And others then think a lot, they say, but how is it possible because we have not yet received our new heavenly body? So how could they have been there?
Kumbulani uyilitsha akafanga wakhuphuka ngenqola yomlilo wangena ezulwini ngesidumbu sakhe.
But if you remember, Elijah did not see death. He was caught up in that fiery chariot and escorted into heaven. And then they say, but what about Moses? He died and God buried him. Yes, it is so.
Siyazi nokuthi uSathani walwa noMikayeli.
And we also know that Satan himself fought with Michael, the archangel, over the body of Moses. So it's possible that the Lord even took Moses in his body and was escorting him to heaven, and Satan was trying to hinder this. And so these two men came and they were there with the Lord speaking to him and speaking about the trials and the passion that he was to experience shortly. Who are these two people? Moses, who represents the law of God.
Umosi wamchazela wamtshela wathi Nkosi kudingeka udufe.
And
iBhayibhele imthetho ikusho ngokusobala. Imthetho kaNkulunkulu isho lokho ukuthi kufanele ukuthi uhlupheke ukuze usindise abantu.
So Moses was there. He represents the law, and he was there to tell him about the facts and about what the law said he had to go through. Now Elijah was there to represent the prophets. And Abram even said to the rich man, he said, but they have Moses and the prophets. Now the prophets are those who pointed to Christ. Even though they lived before his time, they were speaking about Christ and what he was to do.
And wena mkhululi sathindiswa ngawe lokho sikona sikona ngawe.
So there he was to remind the Lord and saying, Lord, this is what it was all about. What we were prophesying long ago. It's about you and about your salvation that you came to bring us.
Bakhuluma naye ngokufa kwakhe. Umthetho uyasho ukuthi uJesu kufanele anikelwe ngenxa yezono zethu. Abaprofeti bayaprofeta ngomsindisi, ngomesiya.
So they were there to speak to him, Moses, the law, to tell him about, the law says that this will happen, this has to come about in this way, that you have to die. But then there's also the prophets who were there to say, Lord, we are here to proclaim that the Redeemer has come, the Savior, the one that is to save us.
Upetuke usethi, akhulume engakacabangi, ethi hawu, it's nice to be here. It's nice to be here. So kwakha amadokota amathathu, wena unkosi no Elia no Moses.
And then that was when Peter spoke up, and he spoke without thinking, and he just said, oh Lord, it's nice to be here, and let us build three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
Kona lapho lafika lelizwe lelifu labamboza laqhamukizwe lo uyindodana yami ethandekayo noyizwa.
And while he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out the cloud saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased, hear him.
Indodana yami engiyithokozile ngayo yizweni.
This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased, hear him.
Akekho omunye singamuzwa ngaphandle kwakhe uJesu. Uma ulalela abantu, ulalela abantu abaphuphile, abanezono, nani nani abanamaphutha. UJesu akaze abe namaphutha. Uyena unguNkulunkulu. Izwi la mlaleni izwani yena.
We should hear no one else but him. We should hear him, not hear what man says, sinful man who is full of sin and evil, but we need to hear him who is without sin, who is innocent, blameless.
Thanda ube bonga ethokoza ngoJesu Kristu.
And God rejoiced over the Lord Jesus.
Angithi lapho ebhatshatiswa nguJohane eJordani lavele izwi lathi lo indodana yami ethandekayo.
Remember when John baptized him in the Jordan, the voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son.
Kodwa manje sekuyaqhubekela phambili kuthiwa izweni.
But now he adds to that and he says, now hear him. They were truly in a high place. They were truly in a high place, experiencing the Lord Jesus as God himself, divine. And they realized who he really was. They'd known him. They'd known him as one who they were with. They ate with him. They spoke with to him. They knew him as one who was often tired and weary. Who sometimes also had to sleep. They would go and wake him at times and say, don't you see us in our great need? We're dying.
Manje bambona esenkazimulweni yakhe.
And now they see him in his glory.
Umos noilit bebe naye kodwa inkazimulo yabo ayifananga nenkazimulo yakhe. Abanye basho kalulu uJesu ngumfowethu, umfowethu. yebo washo wathi ningabafowethu kodwa sikuphathe kahle lokho ngenhlonipho yena uyindodana kaNkuluNkulu thina siyinciku nje zakhe.
Moses and Elijah were also there, but they didn't have that glory which Jesus had. Some people say so glibly, oh, Jesus is our brother. Yes, the Lord did refer to us as his brothers, but we cannot just speak about him in that way. We need to do it with reverence.
Uma sebelizwa igama likaNkuluNkulu livele efuyini, bawa phansi ngobuso.
When they heard the voice of God coming from that cloud, they fell on their faces.
UJohane uthi esambulweni lapha ibona inkosi wawa phansi njengofileyo.
John says in Revelation, when he saw the Lord, he says he fell down as one dead.
Ebona ubuso bakhe khanye inkemba ebukhali iphuma emlonyeni.
When he saw
inyawo zivutha zivuthi thusi.
When he saw the Lord in his glory, his face radiantly shining, that sword coming out of his mouth, his feet shining as bronze.
Ithusi eliphuma elilweni, yabona umlilo wethusi noma ungangcwaba mboze ngenhlabathi, ilangabi liyophumela phandle. Umlilo wethusi lowo.
That bronze as it had come out of the fire, that bronze, when you take it out the fire, you can even put it underground, put soil over it, the flames will eventually come through the ground.
Funda esambulweni ke sokuqala uzozwa wawa phansi njengofileyo. Angibangali ke ukuthi lamadoda amathathu awe phansi aqhaqhazela uvalo uNkulunkulu ekhuluma napho. Etestament elidala abantu bathi Mose mtshele uNkulunkulu angakhulumi nathi siyofa.
Read in Revelation 1 about that experience. And so we're not surprised that these three men fell down on their faces, greatly afraid. And we think of in the Old Testament with the children of Israel, eventually they said to Moses, Moses, we cannot face God, we will die. We don't know how long they were on their faces
for. Vuka, Johane, vuka, wabathinta, Jacob, vuka.
But then the word says that eventually Jesus came to them and touched them and said, Peter, James, John, arise.
Kushukuthi, bavuka ke khona lapho, kodwa ngiyabona ukuthi amadolo abo abeqeka. Bethuke kangaka, behlangana. Nobunzima kangaka. UJesu wathi, vukani ningesabi. Eqondisa, eqinisa amadolabo axekayo.
Well, and I think they probably then did arise. But they must have still been trembling from that experience. But the Lord was there to strengthen their weak knees.
Uma sebephakeme, babuke, babuke. Umos elit abaseko, sekuJesu yedwa.
And then when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one. Moses had gone, Elijah had gone. They saw only Jesus.
Babona uJesu yedwa.
Only Jesus they saw.
Kukhona imanga ezinhle emhlabeni, ezinkulu. Sakhuluma ngakho konje bekunini ngesonto edlule ngoPaul akushoyo eyincoma. Kukhona obunzima esingahlangana nakho. Kodwa konke lokho kuzobuye kudlule kusala uJesu nje.
There are great things, great wonders, and even great difficulties that we can experience while we're here on earth. Last Sunday we even spoke about Paul, what he had experienced. And so there are great experiences, but all those things will still pass away. There can be great visions and great wonders. All those things will pass away. Only Jesus will remain.
ibhotwe liyavutha ziyabili izinto kuyodlula kodwa kusala uJesu.
Also there's much turmoil that we can even see and experience, yet all that will still pass away. Only Jesus will remain.
Ngisho umlando ihistory lomuntu bafika abantu abayinhlobo nhlobo badlule sesikhohliwe yibona xoxa ngendaba okunye sekubozeke ukhohlwa kodwa uJesu usemi namanje.
If you think in the past in history there were people who really shook the earth, so to say. Yet many of them we've forgotten about, others we have to be reminded about. But through it all, Jesus stands, he remains.
Ababonanga konke, abasabonanga amadwala, omose, konke kunyamalele, babona uJesu nje, uJesu nje, uJesu nje, angazi ukuthi lo Jesu uyini kuwe.
So there they were on the mountain. They didn't see Moses. They didn't see Elijah. They didn't even see the mountain. They didn't see the rocks. They just saw Jesus. Jesus alone. What do you see?
UJesu uthi uma umuntu ethanda uyise nonina kunami noma umkakhe noma ingane zakhe kunami akangifanele ngoba bayakudlula kodwa uyena yedwa ozoma.
Jesus says, if there's someone who loves father, mother, brother, sister, or child more than me, he says those things are all, they are passing, however. Jesus alone is the eternal one that will stand.
Xosha lokho ngaxosha, bambe lokho ngakubamba, ungakudedeli. Uma uyizwa indodana yomuntu ikhuluma, lalela namathele kukho. Indodana yami ethandekayo kusho uNkulunkulu, izweni.
Now time has flown, I cannot say everything else, but take hold of what you've heard. Hear what the Son of God is saying to you. The one of whom God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him.
Yizwa lokhu uJesu akusho kuwe. Konke okuthula, okunye kunyamalale kuphele. Kube ngathi uyena yedwa nawe emhlabeni. Uzwe yena. Yizwani yena. Uyazike ukuthi ukhulumeni kuwe. Wathini kuwe? Mana kulokho. Izwani, izweni. Esho kuyizweni lokho akushoyo.
So hear him. Hear him. Don't hear what so many people are saying, so many different things. But see, hear what God is saying to you. That you will just stand before him and only know what he is saying. Let us stand and pray.
Siyabonga Nkosi, siyasazi ukuthi yini. Sibe nenhlanhla engaka. Sikubone lokho. Abaningi bengakubonanga.
Oh Lord, we thank you. We don't know why we have the privilege of seeing and experiencing that which so few have. Many didn't see it.
Abekho ababusisile njengathi thina maKristu ngokulazi iqiniso singalibali inganekwane nobuqili benyoka noma babantu.
No one is as blessed as we Christians are who can experience this power that we didn't just hear from cleverly devised fables.
Sithe sisho kwashiwo uPauli. Wathi konke ngikushaya indiva ngobukhulu bokumaza uJesu.
That we may
uJuda isiko abakubo wakushaya indiva ngoba wahlangana nokukhulu ukwazi wena Nkosi.
That we can say like Paul that everything else we've counted but loss because of the greatness of knowing you, Lord. Even our own backgrounds, our cultures, our history, everything means nothing to us in comparison to the greatness of knowing you, Lord.
Nomusalo asethazosi. Efuta lapho hlangana naye wehla njengonyazo ezulwini eshayeka phansi ethi Nkosi ungubani athi nginguJesu omzingelelayo.
Who had been Saul of Tarsus, who was persecuting the Christians and who experienced that great light. And when he saw that, he said, Lord, who are you? And you said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. And he said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And he heard what you said, and he obeyed you. And he got up and he had to be led from there because he was blind. And it was only after 3 days that his eyes were opened. And he says he didn't.
And
he says he didn't consult with flesh and blood. He didn't go to his father who was a Pharisee, or he himself being a Pharisee. But he said, Lord, what do you want me to
do?
And he never looked back till he attained to that crown and received his crown. Now we pray, Lord Jesus, that your grace will be with us all now.
Amen.
Amen.